You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And we're back here at Relationship Management as we continue with this topic, what makes marriage work? And so we want to talk about deep friendship. But just before we go into deep friendship, we believe that it is critically important to also recognize that the way in which you think and believe and look at yourself, your spouse, and your relationship is also very, very critical. Very, very critical. Believing that your partner wants the best for you, believing that your partner wants the best for the marriage, can give hope to assist the marriage in moving beyond difficult times, circumstances, and situations. And another very strong key to building a strong marital foundation is having a transcendent value system. We do live in a deep age of knowledge and technology, but make no mistake, as good as human beings are, there has to be something better than us. And I am thankful for that today, aren't you? There are times when we see things that come out of us that causes us to cry and be thankful that we are human beings. And yet at the same time, there are things that we see come out of us that causes us to hang our heads in shame to say that we are human beings. And so it is important, critically important, to have a transcendent value system, a belief in God. We've become so confused about what is appropriate in expressing ourselves that we try to find ways to say everything except God. But there's no question that this universe has an intelligent design. It is not an accident. You are not an accident. So now, deep friendship. Now, let's be very clear about something. Healthy marriages do have conflicts. And so if you were going to measure the health of your marriage by the absence of conflicts, then your perceptions are wrong. Let's be very clear about something here. There is nothing wrong with having conflicts in marriage. A conflict simply is a difference of opinion between two persons. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You are two separate individuals. So it is clearly obvious that there will be times when you would see something completely different from the other person. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing wrong with that. It's okay for you not to see something the way your spouse sees it. And it, by the same token, it should be acceptable for her to see some things totally different from you. Okay? Let's be clear with that. Now, conflicts simply are a difference of opinions, all right? So, healthy marriages do have conflicts. And sometimes these conflicts can come up in several areas. Let's just name a few of the areas that will tend to come up in a healthy marriage. There will be a conflict about in-laws. There will be a conflict about sex. There will be a conflict about household chores and cleaning. There will be conflicts about parenting, for example. And so, even though when two persons come together, they are attempting to create a new world, which means that each of them have to make adjustments. Each of them have to be willing to bring some fresh new things to the drawing board. Each of them have to be prepared to leave some things behind. And our differences in socializing and in our personalities sometimes makes it a very interesting mixture for our relationships. Now, there is nothing wrong with one spouse wanting the family to go to Thanksgiving dinner to their parents' house. And there is nothing wrong with the other spouse feeling that the dinner should be at their parents' home. There's nothing wrong with that. Both of them have a good desire. They both want to share and maintain close family bonds with their families of origin. And that is not a crime. There's absolutely nothing that is wrong with that. Now, how you go about dealing with that is critically important. And this is where the benefit of deep friendship comes in. You see, the level of friendship that exists in the marriage actually allows the safety net and the level of vulnerability in the midst of the conflict and differences to be broadly applied and displayed. And that is critically important. You see, because true friends recognize that they are on the same side. True friends recognize that the other person is not their personal enemy. True friends recognize these things. And as such, it becomes a whole lot easier for them to not become offended by what is said by one of the individuals. Now, when you don't have deep friendship, oh my goodness, everything is a personal attack. Everything is taken personally. But that is not the way that we should be. That is not the way true friends operate. True friends do not have to be like that. True friends recognize that people can have differences of opinions and be allowed to express those differences of opinions and not be so deeply offended. And so this is why it is so critically important for the level of friendship to be deep. You see, it is the deep friendship that allows the expressions about whose home are we going to for Thanksgiving dinner not to be taken in a personal manner. My goodness, what happens at your house when it's time to discuss where we're going for Thanksgiving this year? Now, in the area of parenting, well, you know, both of you were raised differently. And so both of you would have a difference of opinion in terms of how you would like to have your children raised. I think what is most important here is that the both of you have got to recognize that there is no one right way, but that you both can negotiate and incorporate the best of what was done during your time and add some new things in because more knowledge is now available. That is how true friends operate. When you find yourself competing with your spouse, It is an indication that your relationship is shallow and is in dire need of some life-giving water so that it can begin to grow some roots. Oh, hello, somebody. Now, so the level of friendship allows for a safety environment for each individual to be vulnerable. And here's what is unique. Vulnerability is a key component in building successful relationships. When you are not vulnerable, you are not exposing yourself to the other person. And as a result, they truly do not get to know and understand your heart. And that is a disservice to the marital relationship. A great disservice. So, even in the midst of conflict, deep friendship can still cause us to be respectful and appropriate in our expressions. So the question is, what is deep friendship? Thank you for asking. Well, you know, deep friendship in marriage requires a number of skills. So there's no question about that. But I believe that there are two primary skills that are necessary. And Gottman has them listed in his research that he did back in 2000. And the first point is that there must be a generally positive atmosphere in the marriage in both non-conflict and conflict situations. Oh my goodness. The environment is critical. When you are friends, the environment exudes safety. The environment exudes warmth. The environment exudes protection. The environment exudes openness. And so it is critically important that in your marriage, there must be an atmosphere that is generally positive, even in the midst of conflict and non-conflict situations. Well, Dr. Thompson, I don't understand. Well, there are too many persons out there. Their attitudes, their facial expressions, their demeanors are so constantly negative that it just, I mean, it's almost like, oh my goodness, what did I come home for? Many persons don't seem to recognize and understand how critically important it is to be positive. When you exude a positive attitude and a positive facial expression, it makes the environment warm, friendly, and inviting. But if you are someone that's a constant nigger, a constant complainer, you cause the environment to become contaminated. And so because of this environment, individuals then can have discussions, even if the discussions are on sensitive issues, even like sexual intimacy, the environment could still be a positive one. Secondly, the second point is that healthy couples who are deep friends can reduce negative effect. In other words, they can reduce the emotional fallout that comes from their conflicts by accepting each other's emotions and refraining from evaluating or judging them. Oh my goodness, did you get that? Are we going to elaborate on this a little bit more? We'll be back right after this.